Donald Trump is trying to put more pressure on Nicolas Maduro to leave power in Venezuela as humanitarian aid builds up on the troubled country's border. The commander-in-chief will this morning deliver a speech to the Venezuelan community in southern Florida, which is easily the biggest in the United States. It's a move designed to embolden Venezuela's interim president, Juan Guaido, and one that could help prove helpful for Mr. Trump's re-election hopes next year. North America correspondent James Glenday reports from Miami.
In an industrial estate on the outskirts of Miami, hundreds of Venezuelan volunteers are unloading cars, then sorting, stacking and packing a warehouse full of boxes that are all bound for their homeland. Actor Belen Morero says the world doesn't realise how bad things in Venezuela are.
People are suffering, people are dying, no medicine, no food. It's really no food. No money.
She and the others here have no idea if this humanitarian aid shipment will also be blocked at the border by Nicolas Maduro's regime. At a nearby church, thousands of Venezuelan exiles and expats are praying it does make it through. Many of them have harrowing stories of political persecution, kidnapping and theft, not to mention economic hardship. Carlos Lacerda recently came to Florida searching for a better life.
I mean, in the war, we are like 3 million people out of Venezuela, you know. So we obviously want a change for us and for our country and for our family who are still living there.
But for the first time in a long time, this community is optimistic. They believe the situation in Venezuela is reaching boiling point, largely due to Donald Trump's decision to recognise Juan Guaido, the head of the National Assembly, as the country's interim president. They hope Mr. Trump can convince Nicolas Maduro and friends to leave power or force him out.
He's going to be removed some way and very soon.
Venezuelan community activist Rafael Pinheiro says it's not just popular foreign policy, but good domestic politics from the president.
A lot of Venezuelans I see changing their minds and their votes as a way of thanking the president and his administration.
Florida, a key state in presidential elections, is often decided by tiny margins. There are thought to be about 300,000 Venezuelans and more than 1.2 million Cuban Americans who are very supportive of Donald Trump's tough stance. At a fundraiser for Venezuelan aid projects, I met Marielba Boschetti.
I didn't vote for Donald Trump, but now that he's supporting Venezuela, I love Donald Trump. I mean, I have to be honest, okay?
The community's priority, of course, is rebuilding their nation to be the envy of Latin America. Businessman Raul Rodriguez insists it can be done quickly.
We were the light of democracy in America. We're going to be that again.
In Miami, this is James Glenday reporting for AM.